Chapter 1. The Borden Family. In 1892, Fall River, Massachusetts, was a sprawling industrial town only 49 miles south of Boston. Textile mills powered by the Taunton River and worked by thousands of immigrants made the town prosperous. Fall River was the second largest. Manchester, England, was the largest textile manufacturing center in the world. The thriving mills and the busy port resulted in an economic boom throughout the 1870s, which created a handful of wealthy families that lived in the elegant Highlands neighborhood known as The Hill. The women's suffrage movement was growing by leaps and bounds in New York City, but it would be 1920 before women had the right to vote. Fall River was a center of industry that grew into a cultural oasis funded by the new money of the founding families. Families like the Durfees, the Braytons, the Duvalls, the Chases, the Remingtons, and the Bordens were at the heart of every business, church service, cultural event, and election. Trey Wyatt, The Life, Legend, and Mystery of Lizzie Borden. Parts of what made the Borden murders so shocking was the social context in which they took place, because prior to that dreadful day, the Bordens were the typical upper-middle-class American family. Andrew and his first wife, Sarah Morse, were married on Christmas Day in 1845 when he was 23 years old, and they lived at 92 Second Street in Fall River, Massachusetts, a decent part of town where they could still live in the very frugal manner that Andrew preferred. Their first child, Emma, was born in 1851, and she was followed 9 years later by Lizzie Andrew on July 19, 1860. A third child, Alice, was born sometime between the two surviving sisters, but died very young. According to one article published in the Boston Herald at the time of the murders, Lizzie was born in the old family homestead on Ferry Street, in which her father has lived and his father before him. It is the same estate which the dead Andrew J. Borden deeded to the two girls in 1887. As a child, she was of a very sensitive nature, inclined to be non-communicative with new acquaintances.